I'll just shoot it out there. Many people have been hurt by what we call word of faith in that movement. Okay? My family was one of those. I had a baby brother that the Lord took at 5.5 months old. And word of faith people sat there and told my mom and cursed her in the sense and made her question her faith when they would say things like, well, God saves our grandson because we just had enough faith. Okay? I watched my mom walk in wounds for years from things like that. So many of you, or some of you may have been hurt by that or know people that have. The word of faith stuff has been abused because man holds the truth of God in unrighteousness sometimes. Romans 1. The wrath of God comes upon them. God deals with that. But what I had to do was come to that place where I was willing to lay all the hurts down and all the stuff and humble myself and say exactly where Lee started, if you think about it. When he went into the sanctuary, when he described going to the sanctuary and asking the Lord about it, it was humbling himself. Lord, have I spoken these things into my life? And it's not about speaking it into it, but you speak sometimes and come into agreement with it. You take ownership of it.
That's it.
My wife, some of the things that we've learned. My wife would say, my stroke. What is she doing? She's taking on the identity of a stroke that she had. She's receiving it. She's coming into agreement with it and taking ownership of it. You know what? She doesn't have to own that stroke.
That's right.
It's something that happened to her. So, if some of you heard that earlier and you kind of threw that wall up there and stopped listening, the first step is exactly what Lee was talking about in Jeremiah 6. Step off the path for a minute and humble yourself and ask God, Lord, have I spoke these things in my life? Have I come into agreement with those things? What role do I play in those things being in my life? And humility is the key. That's when it starts happening. And the problem is we get these truths and we get this understanding and then we jump out of humility into the pride and start pointing at other people. Well, you don't have enough faith. Or you say the wrong things. And we start pointing fingers saying, well, I'm under. And we're pointing fingers at them. Rather than turning around and blessing them in humility and saying, listen, I've been in that place and I just want to bring your attention to the things that you are speaking are very powerful. And you're speaking that, you're claiming that for your life. And start giving them the keys so that they can start walking in the kingdom.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's so right. That's my heart. That's exactly right.
And I know that's Lee's heart. But when he got to that point, I mean, I felt that there is that part of me from that wound years ago that I could have shut the whole rest of the message off because of a wound because somebody told the truth of God in unrighteousness. Man will defile, when we put our hand to it and start using it in pride, we defile the truth of God. But if you get out of that and start looking at it, there is truth in those doctrines. Absolute truth that will set you free. But the key is the humility that we handle it in. The humility will set other people free. The humility will set you free. It's a humble thing to go, Lord, have I caused this stuff in my life? If we've got judgment, oh yeah, we're causing it. We're bringing it on ourselves. We're walking around in it and just asking for it. And it's going to happen. Why? Because God said, cursed is the man who trusts in man. You start trusting in your own judgment of the situation. You are cursed in yourself. God said it. Why? Because he wants us to be humble and see him as God. He wants us to trust in him. So, if you threw that wall up tonight, or if you've been hurt in that way, in the same way that my family was, all it takes is just being humble and just saying, you know what, there is some truth. There's absolute truth. And I know this man's heart and where he teaches it from. There is no condemnation in it. He absolutely hates it. I mean, what hairs on the back of his neck stands straight up when he sees the religious spirit and starts trying to control people. It absolutely just gets him going to see somebody try to heap condemnation on someone else. Amen. That's not what it's for. It's to set people free. Amen?
Thank you for sharing.
That is one of the things.
Thank
so much of this. This teaching has wounded so many people because we hold it in unrighteousness. And that word unrighteousness in Romans, when it says that they held the truth of God in unrighteousness, when you look at that, usually the scripture will define it better than any strong or anything else. And the best place that I found is, at least with the parable of the unjust judge. Okay, and if specifically says, pray that it's talking about so that they would not cease in prayer, and they would pray and keep praying, like the one that she's saying, avenge me. Everybody's familiar with what I'm talking about, and I'm just kind of throwing this together here. But that verse, if you look at it, there's so much in that parable. And Jesus says at one point, says that he did not fear God, nor did he regard man. Okay? And the woman keeps coming to him saying, avenge me. Going to the judge saying, avenge me. She keeps crying out, avenge me. And he says, she's going to drive me nuts. Though I do not fear God, nor I do regard man, she's going to drive me crazy, so I'm going to avenge her. And Jesus says, hear what the unjust judge says. And the word unjust is the same word that's in Romans that says unrighteousness. Unjust and unrighteousness, when you look at it, he says, though I do not fear God, and though I do not regard man, I will avenge her. He avenges her. He does the right thing completely out of selfishness. So what they do, what people do, is we have a tendency to take the truth that we shared here right here tonight, and we use it in a selfish fashion. And we get into the name it and claim it, and we just want us to prosper, and we just start claiming all these things. Will it work? Yeah, it's a spiritual principle. God gives us the power to do it. But he will deal with your selfishness. The key is the humility in the whole thing.
The key is the relationship with him, getting him
involved. Exactly. But then that's us. We have to humble ourselves first to begin that relationship and realize, you know what, I don't have this all going on, God. I need your help. It's him handing you the keys to something, and then you being humble and saying, Lord, show me how to use this for my head. Because you'll hurt somebody with it. Nothing like being handed the key to the kingdom and beating somebody over the head with it. And that's what we do sometimes. So humility is that part where we just have to remember, Lord, teach me how to use these gifts. Teach me how to use this truth. Teach me how to bring freedom to other people's lives so that I, for one, so that I'll stay free myself. You know what I mean? So please, if that's you, if you know somebody that's been hurt by that, and there's truth here that will set you free. We'll humble ourselves and just walk in these truths and begin to ask, Lord, how have I spoke these things in my life? How have I taken ownership of these things? Sounds crazy, but when Jesus was on the cross, what jumped out at me was he said, I thirst. He doesn't say, I am thirsty. In the least, and he said, I have this, or I have that. You're claiming, you're taking possession. This is who I am. I am this, and I am that. I mean, you really got to be careful with those statements.
Absolutely.
Because that's the part that started, when I started hearing this, and the Lord started teaching this, and some of the things, it seems like you say things and nothing happens, and there's other things that just kind of take hold of your life. It's learning. There are certain things that we say, and it's the heart that we say it with. Manage our fitness. So humility is the key to the whole thing. So no correction, just trying to clarify there, because a lot of times when we've been wounded by stuff like this, we will throw a wall in our
body. I don't know what's wrong with correction.
There was no correction needed. I just want to make sure that, because I felt it in me, and I felt like there was somebody here, if not many of us, that just needed to hear that. Lay all the wounds down and ask God to show you the truth that's in the teaching that is here tonight. It's incredible. And that's one of the things that it's terrible how we have abused God's word. We've all done it in a certain way.
That's where the power of the body of Christ comes. It's not one person having truth. Okay, being able to know that you also see that you keep me straight. That's all cool. That's why we do this together. You know, we're going to come across wrong. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, perfect. Absolutely. Totally receive.
I have. I threw up walls for years about stuff like that, just from past experience. And I would hear it in anything that had anything to do with Word of Faith, and I was like, I don't want nothing to do with it. And God started showing me, oh, wait a minute, there's truth in there. Even though man has abused it, there's truth in there.
Absolutely.
And that's what he wants us to get. Amen. So let's leave. Stand with me, would you please? And Rocky. And if you haven't seen, my kids absolutely love me fly. I asked Hunter, do you want to go to church tonight? I'm thinking he's going to say, no way. I said, do you want to go to church tonight? And he said, do I get to set Rocky? bless you. If that doesn't bless you, amen, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the truth of God. I thank you for grace, mercy, and
power.
Lord, we bless Lee right now. That the Lord, the word that you would bring tomorrow night, Lord, will ring clear in his mind. He will know and come with a purpose, Lord. I've seen his face set as a stone as he walks and takes the pulpit tomorrow. Lord, that the word of God will be spoken in boldness, Lord. And Lord, I know the heart of love should be. Lord, we bless him right now. We bless his church. We bless his wife, his family, Lord God. We bless you, Lord, for bringing them into life and into our life. And the part of the body of Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful night. It's all about you, Jesus. And in you we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.